All right, look, we're going to talk about Michigan, Michigan State, but a huge headline
breaking
just
news.
Crossed my desk here. Breaking news. Heat guard Terry Rozier and Blazers coach Chauncey Billups arrested in a gambling probe. What is going on here? There's going to be a 10 a.m. press conference by FBI Director Kash Patel in the Eastern District of New York announcing numerous arrests in illegal sports betting and poker game schemes.
Oh, man.
Members of organized crime groups are among the couple of dozen expected to face criminal charges in two separate illegal gambling-related cases. And, you know, we know Chauncey.
Yes.
Not Chauncey.
Not Chauncey Billups.
He became the head coach of the Trailblazers in 2022 after the 17-year Hall of Fame career with seven NBA franchises, one of which, of course, is our Detroit Pistons.
Of course.
So I don't know what to make of all of this. Do we have our guest? Guys, do we have our guest? We have our guest. Okay, Tony Garcia, sports reporter at the Detroit Free Press, joins us. And I was going to ask you about the green and white and maize and blue, but can I ask you about this, Tony?
Yeah, Jamie, good morning. I think I had the exact same reaction you did. That was probably the reaction across Metro Detroit. It's not Chauncey, right?
Right.
Right.
A lot of people looked up. I mean, I was a young kid when Chauncey Billups was doing amazing things for the Pistons in 2004. I was in fifth grade. And so
your impressionable years.
Yes, exactly. So we looked up to him a lot at that time. And obviously, as you get into this business, you realize, and I mean, everybody's just human and people make mistakes. And so we don't know exactly what's happened yet. So not jumping to any conclusions quite yet. Like Malik Beasley was in some hot water and seems that he might be getting out of it. That remains to be seen. And so you just don't want this to be the case, right? So I don't know anything more than that, but just that's pretty sad if something goes down with Chauncey.
I'm seeing here that he was arrested at an unknown location, but his involvement is reportedly not tied to games he coached.
Okay. Well, again, we're going to wait for that information at 10 a.m., of course, and maybe we'll have you on again here to talk about that. But today we're supposed to be talking about Michigan, Michigan State Thursday before the big game on Saturday. And Tony, do you think that there's as much hype as there used to be when like both teams were ranked?
Well, no. I mean, I think the short answer is no, right? There have been a handful of these games in recent memory, and some of them are getting in more distant memory. 2015, of course, is the one that really comes to mind, the trouble with the snap game. Both teams coming in undefeated, top 10. And then even 2021, both teams were undefeated when they met in East Lansing. That was the last time Michigan State won. Michigan State actually won both those games. But the last 3 years, I mean, these two teams have really just been on different playing fields. In 22 and 23, Michigan was going to the college football playoff. In 23, they won the national championship. Michigan State has not been to a bowl game during that time. And their coach now, Jonathan Smith, seems to, possibly be on the way out after just 2 years. There's a lot of angst in East Lansing. Michigan fans not thrilled with the way things have gone through a year and a half under Sharon Moore, but there was a win over Ohio State last year, which earned him a lot of goodwill. And after things went sideways a few weeks ago against USC, Michigan righted the ship against Washington. And there is still a path to the college football playoff. They got to win out. But just in terms of juice around this game, there's not as much as usual. Obviously, still a good amount, but not like when they're meeting with a ton on the line.
Yeah, you know, and Tony, you know, these rivalry games, they often come down to emotion and momentum as much as talent. You think the Spartans can harness the home field energy and keep things competitive early?
There's a chance. There's a chance. I mean, sometimes, in a different way, I equate it to that Michigan-Ohio State game where Michigan seemingly had nothing to play for but pride, and Ohio State was trying to finish running the table there, and Michigan just came in and stunned them. And that was away, right? That wasn't even at home with their own crowd getting into it. So sometimes when you've lost four in a row in the league, it feels like there's absolutely nothing to play for. The team that you dislike the most coming to town can bring the best out of you, and it's sort of an if not now, then when mentality, right? Like this is the spot to leave it all out there. I expect possibly trick plays, forced down attempts. You have nothing to lose. if you go down swinging. So that's what I would expect from Michigan State.
Let's do this. What does each team have to do if they want to have a chance to win this?
Michigan State, you said?
Both. Do both.
Oh, both. Sorry. I mean, I think Michigan State, if they're going to win, Aiden Childs is going to have the best game of his career. He is going to have to protect the football. He's going to have to find Nick Marsh early and often. Usually you set up the run with the pass, but Michigan is top 15 against the run. Michigan State is about 102 in the nation coming in rushing. So they might have to do it the opposite way. They might have to use the pass to set up the run, like show that they are going to take shots, lighten the box, and then start hitting Michigan in the middle. Michigan just needs to not get outside itself, right? Like, this is a team that is more talented on both sides of the ball. They have more experience, not just winning this game, but playing in big games. And so, I mean, in 7 games this year, they've won the turnover battle 6 times. They're 5-1 in those games, with the only loss at Oklahoma. And that was Bryce Underwood's road debut at an SEC stadium. So that was a pretty tough spot as it was. So they just need to, continue to run the ball, whether that's Justice Haynes, if he's back. He missed last week at Washington. Could be Jordan Marshall. The team who has won the rushing battle has won 48 out of the last 55 of these games. Mm. So Michigan's focus is going to be on controlling the ball, keeping it on the ground, chewing up clock, and then letting Michigan State press and try to beat them. And that's when they'll capitalize on what they expect will be some mistakes.
Well, it's a night game. All these night games here in college football. It's Saturday night, Michigan and Michigan State. Thank you so much, Tony Garcia of the Free Press.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Thank you. And back to that breaking news, Chauncey, that Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups arrested in a federal gambling probe, and there was going to be a 10 a.m. press conference with Kash Patel.
Well, we'll learn more.
We'll learn more there, of course. I know Kevin will be on top of it. That's
10
a.m.
He's ready.
He's ready.
Ready.
You can bet on it.
Oh, well, actually, they shouldn't be betting on it. Right, right. All right, so you hear Kevin Dietz. All Talk is next. Lloyd and I will be back tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about this reno of the White House.
Yes.
And Tom Izzo. Join us from 6 to 9 a.m.